This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Another session of Sanity right here on the real side. There you go. That's got to hit the right button. Yeah, I've been doing this long enough. You think I'd know better, right? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Eight five five real Joe 855-732-5563. Hey, look, what do you want from me? Look at, I only have two hands, and that button's halfway across the room. Anyway, the fourth night of the DNC, isn't that wonderful? It's almost over. Come on. Anybody raise your hand. Anybody else but me getting like sick to their stomach with these things? You know anybody? Come on, no lying. I don't care who you're with. I really don't care what side of the aisle you're on. Just so we're clear about this. Both sides nauseate me at times. But this is really something else. The I always argue with my, I'm not going to say my buddies, but my fellow human beings. How's that? That's my God, I was just politically correct. Slap me. Somebody reach through and slap me, please. But, you know, you're hearing all this stuff, you know, going on at the convention, but you're only hearing it from our friends within. You're not hearing it from anybody on the outside, are you? None of the mainstream media is going to cover any of this stuff. You know, I did it the other night with the booing. How noisy they were during the prayer, how disrespectful they were. Now, look, I understand some people don't believe. I got that. Believe it or not, I'm good with that. If you don't want to believe, you don't have to. I'm okay with that. What I'm not okay with is your disrespect, though. You know, even at the Republican convention, with a bunch of heathens out there, at least they still were silent during the prayer. Did you hear them? There was a reverence. There was a there was a respect. Whether they believed or not, there was a respect. Well, I'm not seeing that. These guys don't care. No, that was English. They don't care. So, anyhow, I'm watching what's going on there. And so I love getting in spats, arguments, whatever you want to call it, with my buddies online. And a couple things. Well, you know, Snopes got caught red-handed, which is not hard to do because they're like that anyhow. We know they're like that anyhow. So, you know, you guys heard that story last night about the, Craigslist? That was it. That had an ad up. And in the ad, they were going to pay people minimum wage or $7 or $8 an hour, whatever it was, to come to the DNC, sit, hold signs, do the whole. Now, it was in Craigslist. It was a local ad. Somebody got it. And I had it up last night. I have to go search for it. It was pretty easy to find. But I found it last night. And I went back looking for it today. And I couldn't find it. I mean, this shows you how stupid, how idiotic these people are. You'd think they would know. You know, when it's on the internet, it's on the internet. You know what I'm saying here? So, the message I got is, this posting has been flagged for removal by Craigslist. It'll only be up a few more minutes. Well, it wasn't up. It wasn't even up to 32 seconds, let alone a few minutes. I have the URL. I said, well, maybe I put it in there wrong. Maybe I typed it in wrong. Maybe I remembered it wrong. Maybe. I even went and Googled it, couldn't find it. But the problem is, these Maronis, I don't have another name for them, do you? I've got something I can say on the radio. These Maronis really believed that by taking it down off of Craigslist, it went away. They're not too swift, are they? Anyhow, the El Presidente Obama, that, you know, that's how they refer to him in Mexico, their president, right? Anyway, the president, he compared Donald Trump to jihadists. My God, you guys do not realize how much power Donald Trump has. He finally got the spineless president to use the word jihad. We haven't been able to get him to do that. What? It doesn't matter how many people the ISIS fighters kill. It doesn't matter how many buildings they blow up. It doesn't matter how many beheadings they do. We could not get him to use that name. Donald Trump enters the picture, and he's throwing it around like a... That's an early time. I can't use the nasty words. Anyway. Right? It was wonderful. President Barack Obama compared Republican presidential nominee, Donald, the Donald. You think he'd be called, you think he's going to want to have himself called President Donald? The Donald? Kind of like that, you know? Anyway, the, President Barack Obama compared Republican president nominee, I'm so excited, Donald Trump to terrorists, lumping him and his supporters with the worst elements of society during his speech at the Democratic National Convention in Philly. Now, during his speech, Obama spoke about the greatness of democracy and the American people before insisting that Trump would fail. All right. This is great. We're going to do the rest of this because I like this story. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. I tell you, the guy's got power. He got the president to use the word jihad. God bless America. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud!
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do please, please, oh, that works. You push the right buttons, and it works. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board. Always a pleasure to know that you're with me here on the air. Texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, or you can head to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Smarter people than I are in the chat room conversating. And, ooh, there's coffee in there. You know, that's a tease. You can't put up a picture of a cup of coffee in the chat room and not deliver it, because it looks like custom coffee in that cup. Right? Although it is missing something. You know what it's missing, right? Yeah, it's not in a TRS mug. Well, I know neither is mine, but I have an excuse. I gave them all away. I have to get some more. They don't. You know why? You know why he's shown that, right? Because he didn't wash his mug. I bet you it's pretty dirty. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. We are almost done. No, not with this show. We are almost done with this. I'm sorry, guys. I know you're going to get mad at me, but it's a cesspool of an event. When you look at everything that's trying to, why can't I just not play up front, out front, whatever? What is the problem? Okay? I mean, I get both sides to it, so don't get me wrong. You guys do it too. Rarely. So that's going to tell you kids, look at it. Johnny steals from the liquor store. Feel free to do it as long as somebody does it first, and then you can do it after them. Right? Because that's their example, right? So if I just, yes, me too. If I just have to sit back and wait for somebody else to do it first, then I can. Everything's cool, right? So, you're watching what's going on there. I did that Craigslist story in the beginning where, remember the Craigslist ad that was up? They're idiots. There were snapshots taken of it. There were screen captures made of it. It's floating all around, and all of a sudden, Craigslist can't seem to find it. Well, hey, whoever's running Craigslist, if you need to find it, head over to Facebook. You get it all over the place. And you can put it back up again. I'll just give you a little help there. So, yeah, I love it. it just shows you. It has to be run by Democrats. You know why I say that? Because I love when Democrats are being interviewed, and, Democrat says, no, I never said that. And then the commentator, what's he do? He runs a clip off that interweb thing that shows what the person said. Got them saying it, and they'll still sit there, look at the camera, and go, I didn't say that. That's delusional. Beginning of dementia, whatever. I mean, that's a sickness, a disease. Do you know that? It really is. Hillary Clinton ducking and dodging bullets on the tarmac. Oh, I misspoke. Honey, listen, misspoke is I only had 5 bananas. I didn't know I ate all 6. That's a misspeak, okay? Ducking bullets, I think that's something I'd remember. I think that's an event that would be in my head forever. Don't you? I mean, and she didn't say we just ran from the plane to the thing because there were bullets flying around. No. There was supposed to be a receptioning committee there. They weren't there. We had a duck. We had a run. She made up a whole story. She had the whole plane ride to make the story up, right? I wonder if she called Brian Williams. Hey, you want to read this for me? Tell me if I got it right. So anyway, again, she's going to give her speech tonight. I can't watch it. I know that eventually I'm going to have to listen to this garbage, but I can't watch it. I need to work up to it. You know, I got to do like a Rocky thing. I got to work out. I got to get ready. Because I just know I can't handle it. I can handle a lot of things. I'm pretty thick-skinned. I'm pretty good at this kind of stuff. Not this one. This one will about kill me. Okay, she will make me crazy. All right, so the Democrats love to rewrite history. Now, don't they? Seriously, don't they? And I'll prove this. No, because, you can say, if you want to reword this afterward, I'm okay with that. But Hillary Clinton is not the first nominee to be president of these United States. It is a lie. Oh, forget the major, minor. Would that depend on when it was? Right? I mean, her party didn't even exist at one time. Neither did we. So the first woman candidate for the president of these United States, weren't as many of them, obviously, but she is mentioned in a plaque in the state of Ohio. She said, because of her unrelenting advocacy of women's suffrage, Victoria Woodhoff, I think is the name, was nominated to run for president by the Equal Rights Party in 1872. Her life was a continual campaign to fight for women's suffrage, civil rights, and child labor reform laws in 1879. Victoria married John Martin and lived her remaining years in British society. She died in England in 1927. So, I don't know. My favorite saying, and I know some of you guys are sick of it, but I like it. These people can't find the truth. If you put it in a bag, a brown paper bag, because we don't want to give them too much to look at, you get confused easy, and you write truth on it. You got to write it on both sides, just in case. And you put it in their hands. Put it in their hands. Look, read. See, says truth. And they still wouldn't know what to do with it. Well, first of all, they wouldn't know what it was. Secondly, they wouldn't know what to do with it, right? I know. I'm making some of you nuts. I don't really care. I'll deal with it. But it does. It makes me crazy that they can't do something that simple. All right. Anyhow, the El Presidente, anyway, as I was saying earlier, to show you how powerful Donald Trump is. I mean, he is one powerful man, and I can prove it. He got the president to use the word jihad. Now, nobody's been able to get him to use that word. Right? Am I off here? He compared Donald Trump to a terrorist. Right? Fighting jihad out of his own mouth. Now, during the speech, Obama spoke about the greatness of democracy. I think he got that wrong. Apparently, he read the teleprompter wrong. He meant to say about the greatness of a monarchy. Right? And the American people, before insisting that Trump would fail. That's why anyone who threatens our values, whether fascist or communist or jihadist or homegrown demagogues, will always fail in the end. You mean like you did? Pretty much at everything you put out there? he did speak the truth. I mean, it doesn't happen often. The president painted Trump as a self-declared dictator who preyed on people's... He wrote this speech looking in the mirror, didn't he? He had to. Seriously. Okay, all right. Yeah, I'll finish it up on the other side. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot's coming up right after the break. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. Yeah, I'm telling you, we have to call it like, too bad it wasn't a weekday that began with the letter D, but there isn't, because you could call it like Disco Tuesday or something. I know. No? Maybe? We gotta get, who was that, can't remember the show. He really, black kid that really danced kind of weird. See, you're smiling because you know what back there. Carlton! We have to get a clip of that, so when it comes in that way, I'll put it up on the screen. I think it would be funny, anyhow. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, a big name in radio passed away yesterday, Jerry Doyle. And I didn't know him well, but I knew him. Like, he knew me by name. I knew him by name when I was at some of the I was a little guy in the rung, though. Not size-wise, obviously. But I used to see him, and he's a nice guy. I mean, he was the security. I don't know how I know this. Don't make fun of me. He was the security chief on Babylon 5, or for Babylon 5. You were in diapers when that show was on, I believe. You don't even know what that was. Of course you don't. So anyhow, it's just our hearts and prayers go out with the family. I don't care who they are. You always feel bad for them, seriously. So, anyway, again, always appreciate the time spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, let's get at it. I want to finish up. I can't do this too long because it'll make me nuts. Somebody put actually, the picture that goes along with this story is, you know, that moment, that wonderful, warm, charming moment when Hillary put her head into Obama's chest. And did you see that? That picture's running all over Facebook. Well, you should have saw it today because somebody took my face and put it on my head and put it on Obama. Well, I'll grab that for you later on, just for you. I will, because you'll get a kick out of it. She has that little warm smile on her face, and she's nestled into his chest. And so somebody did that. Well, I captioned it afterward, and I said, Joe giving a conciliatory hug to Hillary when she finds out she's lost. So, anyway, Obama finally, I just can't believe, to show you how powerful Mr. Trump is, he was able to get Mr. Obama to use the word terrorist and jihadist in the same sentence. Isn't that wonderful? No, about Trump. He called Trump. He said he was worse than a jihadist and terrorist. But finally got him to use the words. I mean, how many people did you have to kill to get him? None. Apparently, you just have to get Trump to speak up on it. If we had known this 8 months ago, think of all the lives we could have saved. Donald, come here. Grab the mic. Just all you got to do is say something nasty, aim it to Obama, and we could probably stop this whole ISIS thing right away, that fast. Anyway, The president painted Trump as a self-declared dictator who preyed on, and I'm laughing because I'm telling you, his inspiration for the speech was himself. Can you imagine going, well, what am I going to write? Looks over and there's the mirror right next to him. And he probably says something like, oh, you know what? Maybe he's a self-declared dictator. And all these things start coming to him because he saw it in the mirror. Couldn't get away from it. Preying on people's fears. You know, they say he preys on people's fears because he tells you where we're at in the world as a country. Right? However, Obama also preys on people's fears, too. You know how he does it? He just tells people, those guys over there, the Republicans, they're going to put you back in chains. Am I wrong? Isn't that the fear he was spreading with other people? Come on. So seriously, if he's spreading fear, if Trump is spreading fear, I'm trying to. All the lips aren't working together with the tongue here, but I'm working on it. Right? So if the... isn't that spreading fear as well? Come on. I'm just trying to understand. So he went on to say, our power doesn't come from some self-declared savior promising that he alone can restore order as long as we do things his way. Actually, it does. I mean, if we're talking about Jesus Christ, it does. Didn't he self-declare himself as the savior? We agree with him. The Bible talks about it. Yes, I know what he was talking about. Back off. But he thinks all the power comes from him. See, the hypocrisy behind his speech is just, it's not alarming, it's funny. That he alone can restore order. See, don't you remember Obama? We should have gotten Obama's opening speech, his first coronation speech, if you would. Remember, he was going to part the seas. He was the savior of the world. He was going to make everything better. Don't you remember? And then he went on to say, we don't look to be ruled. Come on, come on. Put this together. Isn't he ruling us? He's ruling. Every time he signs an edict, every time he signs one of those kingly orders he puts out, isn't he ruling us? He doesn't care about the laws. He goes around Congress. He's got a pen and a phone. Come on. You never forget that, right? He also argued that America was still great after his two terms of presidency. I don't know what America he's talking about. South America? Right? I mean, seriously. America's already great. America's already strong, Obama said, adding that America's greatness does not depend on Donald Trump. I don't think Donald said that he was going to make America great again. Doesn't he always say, let's make America great again? Then these hypocrites figure out something. Right. But what's Hillary's campaign? What is it? She's right. We're with her. I'm with her. Okay, excuse me. I'm with her. And what's Trump now saying? I'm with you. Big difference, isn't it? It's like the prayers we played the other night. On the Dem side, the prayer was, we have chosen, we've got the great one, now you give us the strength to go out and make her president. The prayer on the other side was, God, we've chosen somebody, please bless him, please give him the strength he needs, please give him the wisdom he needs to win this race. I think it's a little different, a different attitude, a different approach. Don't you think? Obama insisted that Trump had turned the Republican Party into something else entirely, insisting that the party convention last week wasn't Republican, and it sure wasn't conservative. Well, okay, it wasn't as conservative as they have been in the past. I got it. I agree with him on that one. But hey, El Presidente, did you go outside your conference there? I mean, seriously, did you take a walk around the convention? Well, you couldn't have, because there was so much pandemonium outside, was there not? You had an arm of the BLM out there saying that Hillary, you know, never Hillary, she kills blacks. That's pretty serious. you know, pictures of your group together with only half an auditorium filled because the Bernie people walked out. I got to give them a lot of credit. You know what I mean? I wasn't so fond of them 2 days ago, but not because they walked out. That's not why I'm giving them kudos here. I'm giving them kudos because they were willing to stick up for a cause. Didn't care what it cost. They were willing to stick up for a cause. So if they were willing to do that, if they were willing to fight for and stick up for a cause and not the man. See, they weren't behind Bernie. As one guy said from the group, Bernie was a leader, not the leader. Citing illegal immigration, Obama appeared to excuse illegals for flouting immigration laws to come to America. The American dream is something no wall will ever contain, he said. Actually, it's the law, Mr. President, I guess. What you're saying then is the American dream is something that people can obtain by not adhering to the law. Is that kind of what you're saying? I mean, there are plenty of people in this country that have made good, that have done well, that have become millionaires, billionaires by following the law. Immigrants that came here following the law. The president also dismissed the idea that race relations between African Americans and police officers were getting worse, citing festered problems that had gone on for decades. Well, something had to light it up. You can store gas in a barn for 50 years till you light the match, though. It doesn't do anything. It just sits there smelling bad. And rotting the cans. Gotta light the match. Mr. President, you must have been the match. A lot of sulfur afterward, but other than that. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks so much for being with me tonight. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'll get it right eventually. I still have to look up on the screen for that number. You'd think I'd know it by heart now. Anyway, head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. There's so much. There's a bunch going on up there that you want to be involved with. I guarantee it. So we were talking about the president finally using the word jihadist, which is cool. But he had some really weird, one term in particular. Now, I don't know. You got to tell me whether you'd be insulted by this. So he said, Obama's voice was slightly raspy as he spoke about the achievements of his two terms, which are really funny because I thought this whole thing was about her, but whatever. After taking the stage, campaign song City of Blinding Lights by U2, Yes We Can, the delegates was shouting Yes We Can, recalling thousands of Democrats, and one in particular, was it Williams? No, that wasn't his name. Chris Matthews. Yeah, he got a warm tingle down his leg. I still think he urinated himself. I don't think it had anything to do with the nerves or anything like that. Anyway. He went on to say that he acknowledged that he beat Clinton in 2008, even though, you ready for this, she was doing everything that I was doing, but just like Ginger Rogers, it was backwards and in heels. That's what I did. I played it 2 or 3 times, and I read it here, and I'm going, I don't get it. It was backwards and in heels. Okay, so in other words, She's playing second fiddle because we all know in ballroom dancing, what does the women do? She follows. She doesn't lead. And they go backwards. Ah. Right. So she was second fiddle then. She was following. Okay, whatever. Anyhow, that's not what Fernando, my dance instructor, told me. If you lead properly, she will follow. Anyway, our one foreign policy on foreign policy, Obama admitted that the fight against Islamic State terrorism. See, there it is. He said the word again. He doesn't like that word. I'm surprised his jaw didn't fall off. Wasn't finished, and that Clinton would take over his unfinished work. She hasn't. She with you started this work or started this mess and keeps it going. It doesn't know how to stop it. She, along with you, have had 8 years to kill it. You know? The only thing she killed was 4 people. Probably a lot more. I mean, maybe 54 people, if my article was right. He says, I know Hillary won't relent until ISIL is destroyed. He's still the only one calling them ISIL, which is what they, isn't that funny? It's what they want to be called. Because, you know, if you call them what they want to be called, they'll probably start beheading us. No, they'll go to France and start beheading Catholic priests. That's, you know, it's working, Mr. President. He said she will finish the job and she will do it without resorting to torture or banning entire religions from entering our country. Yeah, you've done such a good job at this. I mean, I get it. She should follow in your footsteps. Actually, she should follow in your footsteps in January, right? When you leave, she should leave. That's kind of where I'm at. So Obama recalled his 2004 speech that catapulted his national rise to power, saying that he was filled with faith in the American people. Except he's so filled with faith in the American people, he has to keep telling us what to do because we don't have a clue. Remember that? Even when he won the second time, he gave credit to the people who stayed home and said, I'm going to speak for them. Right? Remember that? They gave the Republicans the Senate. They gave the Republicans back the House. And he thinks he won a victory, a resounding victory. He championed his legacy, insisting that he had saved the American economy. I told you. A little too much of the hooch, right? Although in his day, with the pictures we've seen, probably a little bit too much smoke. I don't know what he's talking about. He saved the American economy. We're still in the tank. The dollar's still weak. The economy's still fragile. We still have 94 million Americans out of work. He successfully passed health care reforms. Is he serious? We have health care companies that have gone bye-bye. We have some of them that are jumping out of the exchange because it's costing them so much money. Okay, the 42 million families are not covered. The premiums did not go down. People are still not getting the health care they need. They can't keep their doctor. They can't keep their plan. How is that a success? Successfully passed. Yeah. Sure. Then he said he successfully killed Osama. He'll be here to get us soon, huh? That he killed Osama bin Laden. What he leaves out is that George W. gave the orders to go after him and find him. It wasn't President Obama said, oh, we're not looking for this guy. We should look for this guy. That's not how it happened. Obama also praised his own achievement. Great. He praised his own achievement of the nuclear deal with Iran. Oh, God. And opening up relations with Cuba. Listen to what he's saying. I knew Iran was going to cheat on us, but, hey, it was a great deal anyway, don't you think? At least they got what they wanted. Now everybody's happy. I'm happy. Don't care about you. Right? And I missed the story last week. I just felt it was too old to do. But, like, 2 weeks ago, they did two more rocket launches. Okay, they're not adhering to anything. I guess, see, I'm the one that's confused. I have a total different viewpoint of what success is. I have a total different viewpoint of what achievement and accomplishments are. I guess I just don't have a clue. Good chance of yes, we can, and four more years. Oh, sweet Jesus. No, we're not going to get four more years. From the Democratic audience, Obama urged them to carry Hillary to victory. And I won't go there. I'm ready to pass the baton and do my part as a private citizen. So this year, in this election, he said, I'm asking you to join me to reject cynicism. Really? Reject fear and to summon what is best in us to elect Hillary Clinton as the next president of the United States. He's just smoking it big time, isn't he? He really believes that we are in a good place. He really believes that all is nice in in Whoville. I think that's where he lives. He's got to live in Whoville because the rest of us, where the rest of us are living, it ain't so hot. Border Patrol agents came out today and said, hey, guess what? Hillary Clinton's immigration plan, it's reckless, it's radical, and it's dangerous. So, yeah, why not? We're already we're already headed for the cliff. Why stop now? Get it over with. You know what I'm saying? Here's an interesting fact. It's gonna make producer Tammy throw up. Gay hookup apps see massive spike in usage in Philly during the Democratic convention. Now, well, you know, I go to CPAC every year, and that's in Washington D.C. I talk to the door people. I don't even know what they're called. The door people. And they tell me the same thing every year. Republicans are great tippers, which they really appreciate. And the Dems are not. And he said, and the biggest problem we have with the Dems are around that we don't have with the Republicans is we can't keep the hookers out of the lobby. They are like horse manure on a ranch. They are all over the place. This is two separate hotels I've stayed at. So I was going to say, Republicans at least know how to go out of town with it, where the Dems do it right there, right in front of your face, like they do everything else, and expect you just to deal with it. What? She's my niece. Sick, isn't it? Oh, so gay hookup smartphone apps, Tinder and Grindr, great names, are reporting a massive spike in usage in Philadelphia as the Democrats gather for their national nominating convention. Now, according to analysis by the gay hookup app, usage has climbed 148% in Philly. Definitely the city of brotherly love, don't you think? where most of the increase emanating from the area around the Wells Fargo Center. You know, these hookup apps are not for long-term all-night relationships. They're for they're for a one-time stand. Like a quick one in the bathroom, a quick one in the backseat of a car. That's what these two apps are for. I will. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time. Tell your friends about the show. Come on back. I got a lot to make you crazy with. We'll be right back.